Yeah, on three strikes. So as promised, the government's bringing back the three strikes law. They've announced today it's going to be in cabinet by mid-year, and they're going to change it a wee bit from the last time that we had it. So one of the criticisms of the last time we had three strikes law is that it sent a guy to jail for kissing a woman on a street in Wellington. The woman did not give him consent. He just, you know, went up and gave her a kiss. But because it was his third strike for indecent assault, he was then sent away for the maximum sentence, which was 7 years. Now, that was way too harsh, because the guy had mental health issues and, you know, it was a kiss, which is a pretty low-level indecent assault, right? So this government is going to fix that up. They're only going to apply the three strikes law to higher-level crimes. And these are crimes that would qualify once the sentencing principles are applied for 2 years in jail plus. We're talking about serious stuff, aggravated injury, wounding with intent to injure, indecent assault, and so on. Now, this is obviously not our first rodeo, is it? With the old three strikes law. So we already know the arguments backwards and forwards on this one, and Labour's trotted one out today. It won't work. It won't deter criminals. And the Greens have got another one. It will lead to grossly unfair results that disproportionately impact Māori. Now, probably both are 100% true, but that's not the point, is it? I mean, the critics of this law completely miss the point of this law. The point of the three strikes law is to punish criminals who keep on hurting people, and that's okay. We do not need to apologise for sending bad people to jail. This is a great example of how the crime and justice argument has for years just completely lost the plot. It always turns into an argument about the rights and the dignity of the criminal, and is it too hard on them, and is it bad for their rehabilitation and so on. I mean, of course, we do want to rehabilitate them, but that's an add-on. That's not why we send them into jail in the first place, right? We put them in jail to punish them for what they do and to keep us safe from them. And if they don't get the message the first time, and if they don't get the message the second time, frankly, they should go in longer to keep us safe from them for longer, because they're obviously not understanding or just don't care. There is nothing here to be ashamed of. As the Greens say, the government is hell-bent on funneling more and more people into jail. Good. If they're committing serious crimes repeatedly, that is exactly where they should be funneled.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.